Sky mollusks are the most intelligent life form other than man. They have a language, so eating a sky mollusk is wrong. It's cannibalism to eat scientific life forms. The psychoactive mist that drips down from the mating sky mollusks give nutrients to the earth that help crops grow. To kill them would be ecological disaster to us all.
Once every 25 years, the great mollusks breed in the sky. When they do, the sound, the music of their love making is legendary, and a psychoactive mist falls from their bodies. Some people are opposed to the mollusks, great mollusks in the skies, weighing tons, bigger than a whale. How dare they have sex in the sky? There's children out there. Do we want our children watching mollusks do it doggy style in the sky? Or maybe they don't do it doggy style, I'm not sure how mollusks would reproduce. I can almost see some kind of missionary thing with mollusks, where they face each other. Something mollusky happens. Did you know that when mollusks have sex, it takes 3 days? It's like one big continual slamming fuck, and during this time that they produce this like mist that is constantly dropping from their whale, like, you know, spreading out through the winds and everything, but it's kind of a fine mist. And if the mist hits you, or you consume some of the mist that's coming down, it gets you pretty buzzed. It's kind of a nice acidy type of a buzz, but not super intense. More of a pleasant body high and groovy feeling type thing. And that's another big controversy that surrounds the mollusks.
3 nights of physical suffering.
For sure, the female mollusk, this great sky mollusk, is gonna get shot with those.
They're much bigger than the males, right?
I don't know. I was thinking about the same size, but just there's more, like there's a lot more of them. There's for every one male, there's probably 5 to 7 females. That's why they actually are the ones that compete, rather than the males like competing for the tang. It's the other way around, because there's only one male to, you know, in 500 miles.
For mollusks.
Mm-hmm. There's probably 1 or 2 Midwest mollusks, maybe, that's 300 to 500 miles, you know, so if there's only 3, it'd be, it's fit maybe 3 or 4 Midwest mollusks into the package.
But only in the clouds?
They can convert, they suck in the air and convert. I was thinking they have a lot of, like, pipes and a lot of, you know, holes that can do all kinds of crazy processes and stuff. That's why a lot of synths I'm doing, a lot of synthesizers are to be simulations of the sounds they make, especially the, hopefully the 2 most distinctive songs I'll do will be the breeding call, the mating ritual, the mollusks, because that'll be a bunch of them making a lot of noises and sounds, and then the Drag It From The Sky song, where they use these long rifles, big long black powdered powerful rifles that will rifle the spear into the sky mollusk, and groups of people grab the ropes and start dragging it down. I take 100 different people to do it. So at least the sow female mollusk gets killed by the people. But I'm thinking probably both mollusks end up dying in this song, this album story. That's gonna take out like a serious ecological blast. And of course, the mollusks do have something nice going on for the ecology. Like, you know, if you take them out of the area, it's gonna be worse. The crops will be less fertile. And life is gonna be a little bit less abundant down below as well. Not that anybody believes that, but the stinking liberals. Fucking mollusk worshipping scum. Hanging bitches. But there's also gonna be a conflict between the, the progressive and the regressive types, and the mollusk and the anti-mollusk people. Everybody's saying all that resolves itself. Because, you know, they're not gonna like it when their sacred mollusks are destroyed. Can't have this creature that's been around for billions of years before we were around, way before our history, you know, freely wandering around the sky. Besides, they eat so many of the sky berries. We could take those sky berries down. And there's some kind of law of the land, some kind of liberal law from one of the liberal leaders that you can't take the sky berries. You know, some of the sky berries are going to fall anyway during storms and crackling thunder and flashing winds and all that.
My windshield broken.
About a skyberry?
Skyberry. We had a huge mess.
Fuck. They're huge. I mean, they're like a big... They're a little bigger than a basketball, and they're pretty heavy. They have that big, heavy, thick hide, and then that delicious... Did you at least get any of it? It's all sour, and
the smell... That car... Nobody would ever buy it.
Oh, man. That oily mollusky.
Couldn't, get bonds to stuff.
Man, damn. Man, damn. Turns kind of white and fuzzy-like, and the material itself, like the car seat and the handle. I remember your handles all had that white fuzzy resin. Looked like little fibers almost or something, and it's all sticky. Even on your hands, you know, it'll bond a little bit in your hands.
I had to shave it one time.
Exfoliate that crap, man. But it's good, a ripe skyberry. I had one once when I was a kid.
It's
super intense. Real intense flavor. Tangy. Fruity. It's like a citrusy, tangy, fruity explosion.
Filters that the wind will drag like toxins up from this mirror, up from those clouds, and drags the clouds and the little pancreases or kidneys, and they filter that stuff out. Part of the process, I'm sure it's part of the biological connection.
To eat them?
No, they're good. They're good, nutritious. I mean, they can get bad, like you got bad because they heat. Yeah, 25 years is a long time, so say you're 15 years old. Some pothead rebel in school about the time that the mollusk thing happens then, so it's just really impressive to you, and you're getting high a lot then, and you're pretty liberal and you love it, and it's great and wonderful. You probably go out there and do, but your first opportunity you ever had to do that, 15, so now it's 25 years later. It makes you what, about 50, or is that 40? 50, I think.
40.
Okay, now you're 40, and you might go right wing by that time. You know, you may have all changed your outlook. Only drink beer, and you hate mollusks and think it's disgusting, the whole thing that you, yeah, even though when you're a kid.
Fat, clout, bearded cloud people.
And your little,
I hate them.